Okay, y'all, it's CJ, and you're listening to KAYT, KQJO. You never know who we're going to have in the studio. Today is a little different for me today, actually. The young brother, King, that I have in the studio with me today, I've known him his entire life. And I always start my show off when I introduce someone, I usually say, tell the folks about yourself. But this is a little different today because I can actually tell you about this brother. Introduction into this brother. I watched him grow up from a young man, from a young child. He always had a lot to say about life. And when I say a lot to say about life, he knew early on that he was focused on wanting to do something positive in the community and just be a great young man. I literally watched him and his grandmother and his mother go to bat, just do everything in the world to help him and his brother succeed. Long story short, I am so excited to have a brother that I respect, I love, he's my family. I have attorney Jonathan Goins in the studio with me.
I love you, big bro.
I love you too, big bro. And I'm so excited to have you in the studio with me. It's like it's full circle.
It's an honor. Yeah. You know, biologically, man, I don't have my mother. I was my mother's first child.
That's right.
But in life, man, God will put people in your life, man, that will be there for you, that will guide you.
That's right.
That will keep you on the right track.
That's right.
And that was Chris Jacobs. That's who you all refer to as CJ. Chris, I grew up right across the street.
That's right.
You know, Chris's grandmother and his mother. Miss Gertrude, his grandmother, and Miss Velma Louise, his mother, they were just like parents to me.
That's right.
Whenever I would come home from Southern University, Miss Velma Louise, I couldn't leave without her putting something in my pocket.
That's right.
So, you know, people look at, no one can reach a level of success by themselves.
That's right.
It takes a village.
That's right.
I thank God for my village.
Yes, sir.
And Chris Jacobs is the chief of the village that raised me on the corner of Block and Juliet Street in Samtown.
Oh, little brother.
I'm glad to be back home.
I'm glad for you to be home. We could go with the pleasantries all day because it's genuine. And it's authentic.
It's authentic.
I've literally known him his whole life. And I just, you know, certain people, it's like, let's use the NBA, the cliche, but it's the best experience. People said when they saw Michael Jordan, they could just look when they saw greatness. I literally could just look at him. Wow. I saw it early on. I mean, this, I promise y'all, this is not no just saying this. I saw it early with this young brother. Him and his brother, they had a certain brightness about him. You can't teach that. They come from very good background. Grandmother, I love her. I love that woman. Lord knows I love that woman. His mother, he comes from a highly educated background. These women were smart women. His grandmother was very, very smart. His mother is very, very smart. To say that, they also did a lot to make sure they boys had everything they need to make the right decisions. Because you can still give the kid all the tools in the world.
Right.
It's not guaranteed that they're going to do what's necessary to succeed.
No, it's not. And you know, you have a lot of parents that they give the world to their children.
Right.
But it has to be inside of you.
That's right.
You have to have that drive. You have to have that discipline. You have to have that intestinal fortitude that no matter what, I'm going to reach my goals. I don't care what gets in my way. I don't care if daddy leaves the home.
That's right.
I don't care if there's violence in my community, I'm going to make it.
That's
and
right.
And that's what parents, to all of you out there listening, impress upon your children that they can reach their goals. There is nothing
right.
stopping them from reaching their goals.
That's right.
There are people in this world who will help you reach
that's
your
right.
goals. Christopher Jacobs is one of those individuals. He
that's
helped me okay,
right.
reach my goals. He poured into me.
That's
as
right.
a child, as a young adult, and as the man as I sit here today, he continues to pour into me like he did when I was a child.
That's right. And what warms me more than anything, that it's very simple, but really, really warms me about Jonathan and his brother. They had every reason to fail because of the situation that was around them. All they simply had to do was just listen to kids on the block, peer pressure. They could have simply went the wrong way. But you know what really, really impressed me? From early on, I saw these young men were focusing. That's God-given gift. You can't teach that, no matter what we put into folks. So before I go any further on, we got getting on the law side, I would like to know, what was going through your mind as the peer pressure came along, as you understood you had to get focused to realize your goal?
You know, the human side of it, Chris, I mean, you want to be with your friends.
Right.
You know, you want to, like when Mama used to tell me, you know, you got to finish your homework before you go outside.
Right.
I was mad at Mama. Okay. I mean, I wasn't, don't think that I was just good child that I, you know, everything my mother and grandmother said, I was happy with doing it because
right.
they were strict, man. They were,
that's
you know,
right.
they were strict. They disciplined.
That's right.
It was yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. It was yes, sir, no, sir. It was please, may I?
Right.
They instilled these values into us at an early age, man. And, you know, of course, at first, we didn't like it, but
right.
as an adult, man, I have stopped counting the number of times I've told my mother, thank you. Thank you for not letting me go outside. Thank you for making me do my homework. Thank you for bringing me to church every Sunday. Thank you for bringing me to Sunday school. I thank her, man, continuously. Oh. And I'll continue to thank her as long as I have breath in my lungs.
Oh, that is
because
so
if it wasn't, if it wasn't for that upbringing, if it wasn't for that teaching, I would not be here today.
That's right.
I can guarantee you.
That's oof.
I
that's
can guarantee
so
you. I would not be sitting here having this discussion with you, Chris.
Folks, if you're just tuning in, I have in the studio with me right now, I have attorney Goins, Jonathan Goins in the studio with me. And we're just reminiscing about life and family and what it takes to get ahead in this world. And just because you're never going to be given a fair dick. If you're going into anything in life thinking you're going to get a fair dick, then you've already lost.
Hmm.
So when you go in understanding that the cards are already stacked against you, there's still no excuse. I'm looking at a brother. I'm looking at him. All the cards were stacked against him. And I tell him all the time, he's not even where I know he's going to be yet. And that's scary. Like, this guy is literally one of the top lawyers in the country. And it's just off of natural instinct and ability. He's the Jordan. And I promise you, I'm not brown-nosing. The kid got his work speaks for itself. But we're going to further. Who is this young man? Yeah, with you, bro.
Man, I want everybody to meet Mr. George Springer.
George, get up to the mic, man.
Introduce yourself, man.
George
is from Texas. As everyone knows, I have an office in Houston, Texas.
That's
George
right.
Has a very interesting story that you all will probably hear about later. But it was something that I saw in him. And, you know, I said to myself, how can I pay Chris Jacobs back for what he instilled into me? I tell him thank you every time I see him.
You do.
We text all the time.
You do.
Telling each other thank you. But in reality, I have to pay it forward. I have to do what Chris Jacobs did with me and make sure that I pour into the lives of other young black men coming
yes,
after me.
Yes, sir.
George, introduce yourself to the listening audience, man.
My name is George Springer. I was raised in a small town, just like little bit smaller than Jonathan. Raised a good family as well, too. It was very interesting growing up. Growing up, I was adopted at a young age in a foster home as well, too. Eventually, I was adopted by a very loving family, Christian-based. They definitely taught me right from wrong. And just like Jonathan, they instilled good manners. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. Things like that.
Yes, sir.
And it made me look at the world a little bit different. Because, you know, not everybody is raised with those principles, those morals, and certain ideals like that.
No.
How did you get into foster care, George?
I was placed in foster care because my biological mother, she was going through some hardships. Of course, had some drug addictions and things like that. So me and my brother, we were placed in foster care from the ages at 3, and I was adopted right around the time I was 4. So that was definitely an experience I got to go through at a young age. It definitely helped me build character and to be able to, because I had a little brother at the time, to be able to help him along as well, too, because it was just me and him at the time. So
Wow. It
was, you know, at that age of 4, that the loving family, they found me, they took me into their home, and they blessed me a lot. It was the best thing that
could ever happen to me. What I mean, that testimony is so heavy. I understand it. I understand it, Jonathan. That testimony is so heavy. Look, I'm not surprised at any moves that Jonathan makes at this point, because he has a strong eye for talent. Also, he knows what the struggle is. So, the blessings. It's just God's favor on you, young brother. That's all that is going on right now. We're definitely going to have to bring you back on, and we're going to have to talk deep one day about that. Can we bring him back now?
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Absolutely, man.
John, I know you got somewhere else to go. Before you get out of here, Jonathan Goins Law Firm.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Goins Law Firm.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Goins Law Firm. Folks, this guy has the real deal.
Big bro, I remember your mama had an accident. Y'all were two of my first clients.
That's right.
Back in 2007.
I didn't even blink.
You know, I didn't know anything about the law.
That's right.
And for somebody that loves me enough,
man,
you know, to say, well, I'm going to give you a try.
That's right. That
I don't know how much
love.
Confidence that built in me. So, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. You know, y'all think, you know, some of you may think we're just, you know, giving each other curt. No, he was one of my first. I grew up right across the street.
His grandmother literally, well, you got to realize, before Jonathan and Stu was even thought about, I was around his grandmother. Every single day. I love that little woman. Lord knows I literally had 3-4 grandmothers up on my block.